Hello? Oh, come on. I can't even hear. Why is. Wait, okay. I can't hear. Oh, okay, I can hear. Silly, silly, silly. Wait, I didn't turn you on. You say something?
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. Okay. It's so hot.
It's dreadfully hot.
It's so hot, you guys.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, it's quite nice outside, but it's dreadfully hot outside. All
And
right, I meant
in
in I meant
here.
inside, sorry. I meant yes.
I think it's dreadfully hot outside as well, but that's just me. What's up, guys? Oh, sorry. You're good. So this is Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park, as per usual. And we're gonna play songs today.
We're gonna play songs first time ever.
For the first ever time. Sorry, it's just so. Okay, let me play PSA. Tough choice. Community forklift.
Community Forklift is a non-profit second-hand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
Nice.
That was a bad. Sorry, that wasn't a. Sorry, I shouldn't say that, but like, that wasn't a very
No, I like
fun
that one. I like
PSA.
that one. Dad, we're talking about in the studio.
You don't even understand, bro. Don't even talk about things you don't understand.
Dad texted us. He's like, it's not that hot.
First
Maybe he
of
was
all,
being wait. Maybe he was
it
being
is.
sarcastic because it is 90 degrees in College Park.
First of all, it is.
But
Second of all.
the breeze, it is kind of a little bit breezy. So I actually didn't mind. I just biked over here. I didn't mind my bike ride over. It was mostly downhill. Felt kind of nice, but
A
so,
bike ride downhill would be nice.
yeah, that
Yeah,
actually
like,
was really nice.
yeah.
As soon as I got up here, though, I'm like, oh my gosh,
You don't
you don't
understand.
understand.
Wait,
Wait, you
you don't
don't
know
know
how
how
it
it is.
is.
Wait, what is that from?
It's from Tammy and her
Oh,
sister. Try being my size, Amy. You don't
oh,
know
right.
how it
That's bad
is.
that I knew what it was, but I completely forgot about it. What it actually was from.
Well, we're just gonna play some songs. The computer's being slow, we're being slow.
It's a slow day.
I guess, bro.
All right, fine.
No, I sorry. I didn't mean it like that. So let's just play a song. Okay. First up, we're gonna play you this song called Trash by Suede.
Maybe it's time.
That was Vertigo Flowers by Nothing.
By who?
By Nothing.
No, you tell me.
By Nothing.
Why won't you tell me? It surely doesn't really make sense.
Have you seen that?
If it was, it would be better if it was No One. Or
oh, yeah. Or
it was better by...
The band.
True, true, true. Doesn't really work that way.
Her. She. Something like that. It's
or them.
It's by them.
Like, yeah. Van Morrison was in a band called Them.
Oh, really? Wait, that's fire. It's like that video where it's that. Have you ever seen the videos of that couple that does like the really cringy skits? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. She's like, "What does IDK, LOL,
or no,
TTYL stand for?" And he's like, "I don't know. Wait, what's the second one I said?"
You said LOL, but that doesn't work.
Oh yeah, LOL doesn't work. Okay, what does IDK TTYL stand for? I don't know. Talk to you later. No, what does it stand for? I don't know. Talk to you later.
I have seen that.
It's like that.
And
it's just like that.
It's exactly like that. That's kind of what I was doing.
Exactly. So yeah, that was Vertigo Flowers by Nothing, and before that was Trash by Suede. And now we have Smith and Jones Forever by Silver Jews. And then we will have Take a Picture by Filter. Yep.
Sunsets on the ghetto, all the broken stuff gets cold. Smith and Jones, forever. Smith and Jones, forever. Smith and Jones, forever. Together, forever and ever. Together, forever and ever. Build a stage. Autumn's bitch. They walk the alleys in duct tape shoes. They see the things they need through the windows of a hatchback. The alleys are the footnotes of the avenues. Oh, come let us adore them California overboard, holding up the trousers with extension cords. Smith and Jones forever. Smith and Jones, forever. Smith and Jones, forever. Together, forever and ever. Together, forever and ever. Hitchhike away from Odessa to Houston. And when they turn on the chair, something's added to the air. When they turn on the chair, something's added to the air. Forever to the air. Forever Smith and Jones. Forever together.
that was Take a Picture by Filter. I wonder if that they mean a camera filter. Or a coffee filter. Or
a fish tank filter.
True. So many filters in the world. And before that was Smith and Jones Forever by Silver Jews. Yes, indeed. What?
I don't know. I was trying to not make a sound. I was trying to touch the microphone with my nose, but not make a sound.
It doesn't make a sound.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm telling you that it doesn't. Like, oh. I'm telling you that it doesn't. Ay, caramba. Okay, now we're going to play Shelter by Lone Justice, and then after that, that I can hear, is going to be Opportunity is Knocking by Geese, because I wanted to play a Geese song because my buddies are under attack right now. They're under scrutiny.
Oh my god, everyone's favorite PSYOP band.
Everyone's favorite PSYOP band. They're an industry plant and they're not talented at all, and they're only popular because of monopolized marketing. And just kidding. This is what the streets are saying. The streets are saying that Geese's marketing people, and it is true to an extent. I mean, for sure. Like, they're not.
Just
it's not always
the,
ethical
just read
out
the
there.
News for yourself.
But at the end of the day, they're still a really good group of people, and they make good music. And I feel like that's the important thing. Because I think no matter how much you try to push something, if it's not good, people, like, I didn't feel, whatever, I'm just going on a rant, but, like, as long as they're good and chill, then I think it's okay. As long as we're not doing that to the wrong people that are bad people and make bad music, like,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know.
I'm just going to let you keep finish talking whatever you're talking about.
But also, shout out Cameron Winter. Please don't be dating Olivia Rodrigo. Please don't be dating Olivia
Rodrigo. No one even knows that they're dating.
I know.
Also, what's even bad about that?
Because he needs to be dating me.
Oh.
It's just another example of a man who makes good art and a woman who makes mediocre art, but she's pretty and he is giving in to her prettiness and not being with a woman who is more on his level of artistry, which is very misogynistic of me to say. But it's just like there are so many other female artists that he could be with that it would make so much more sense.
Why do you think that? Do you think he's like, you think like she's not deep enough for him?
I don't know anything.
But you could be like, that could just be the way that she wants to.
True. No, I'm sure she's very deep. I'm sure that she's a really nice, great person. Like, I'm joking. I'm honest. I'm obviously, well, maybe it's not obvious, but like, I am joking. Like,
what if that's just her product?
Yeah, right? No, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to her music in a long time. It's just pop, you know. That's just what it is. It's just pop, and she has some good things to say, and I'm sure she has a lot more going on in her mind than what she actually puts out. But like, it's just reminds me of Paul Mescal, Gracie Abrams, which that is extremely enraging to me because
he doesn't even make.
He makes art.
He doesn't. You don't even know how he thinks about unless you watch interviews of him.
Yes, I do. Yes,
but like,
I do.
He's not putting his words. You're right. You can kind of tell by the way he.
The projects that he chooses to be a part of are typically pretty emotional. Like,
you don't think
they're
that
definitely saying like a message. And I don't think I Love You, I'm Sorry is a particularly strong
Well,
message.
What do you think about Joanna Newsom and Andy Samberg?
Who's Joanna Newsom?
Oh.
Who's that?
Well, she's a singer and a harpist.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, anyway, okay. I thought okay.
I got to look that one up.
Yeah, you got to look her music up, and she's married to Andy Samberg from SNL.
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't go the reverse way. It definitely can go the reverse. Yeah. No, I would say the exact same thing if I
don't even think that's like
if Ethel Cain started dating Adam Levine or something, like, I don't know, like, it's not a gendered thing, it's just the difference, it just happens to be a gendered thing in these two instances.
No, but I'm not saying, I don't think, like, when you look at someone that makes, I don't know, I don't even call Geese's music, like, highbrow art.
What,
like,
about his solo music?
It's good art, but it's not necessarily, like, highbrow versus, like, I don't know, I guess...
I would say it's a little bit more artistic.
Yeah, it's
than
more,
what Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
A little more unique. There's a little more,
I guess,
flavor.
I suppose. Well, I don't know. If I were a music critic, I would, my like thing would be like, I'm only gonna judge this output based on what I think the artist was trying to do, right?
This is true. And like, she has a very specific audience that she's making her music for.
Like, you can't,
and it
don't
does
judge
well.
A fish.
It does very well.
Don't judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree.
Ooh.
You know? Good one. Well, that's like a very famous quote.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just being stupid, but it is just upsetting. The immediate reaction is like, bruh. Like, no. You couldn't have picked, like, I don't know. Now I can't think of a cool, mindful female artist.
Well,
like an awesome, really deep thinker.
They don't exist. No, I'm just kidding. Well, okay. What about, so what do you, we could just, I don't know. We don't even really have to get through all these songs because we don't even, no, but so what do you think about like, Paul Thomas Anderson and Fiona Apple?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's good.
But he was like, drove her crazy and was like terrible to her.
Well, that's not good.
No, I'm saying like, I don't even
but
know
it,
what I'm saying.
Their artistry, I feel like they're on the same level.
I think men tend to pretend that they're deeper than they are.
I would agree.
So that's why I find it funny that you're saying, like, I think
Cameron Winter's not all that.
Well, no, I mean, he writes really good lyrics and lyrics that make you, that definitely just, you can easily project into your own life. And I'm a fan of him. I don't know. But I just think that in these kind of comparisons, I want to be careful to make sure that I'm not doing the thing where I'm saying the man is the, like, the goat of, you know, poignant emotional, and just, like, has life, you know, all figured out way more than the ditzy girl, you know?
Okay,
no,
Lou.
No, okay, all right. All right.
Okay, Lou. That would be like if he, why doesn't he date? Okay, well, she's like married and has a baby, but it just took me a long time to find a female artist that I'm holding to the standard. So I don't know what that says about me, but I also recently have been listening to really just men and not straight women. I haven't been in a straight woman or, what's it called, cisgender woman mood lately, I guess.
Interesting.
So all my, not that men can't date trans women, but just that it is a little harder to come by.
Anyway.
The point being,
I'm being contentious on purpose.
But, I know, yeah. But I do understand what you're saying, and I'm honestly, she's probably way like cooler than him. She's probably way cooler than him.
Well, that's what I'm. Yeah, sometimes
is what it comes.
Sometimes
down to.
I do think that, you know,
he's such a loser, like from New York City, just not like nepo, but like has just very privileged, and of course he's gonna, I don't know.
Well, he has the veneer of coolness that, and I don't know really who gets to be the arbiter of cool, but he definitely has the face value. I'm a cool person.
Right. Because he's got greasy hair.
Right, right.
And she's got the, like, Disney, right, you know, right, like, background.
So,
and,
but I don't know. That's... I'll leave it up to neither of us to be the arbiter here.
Just, really what I'm saying is that he should just date me.
Ah, yeah, yeah. All right. I got that. I got that from the first minute.
Or just date someone, like, unknown. That would be way more on par. Like McGee has his little girlfriend. That's just, like, some cool unknown girl.
His little girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Are... okay. Let's
why?
Here's Shelter by Lone Justice, and then it will be some keys for you.
Let me be your shelter, shelter. see. I don't belong to misery. Though she speak fine with subtle eye, such misery clothes the rose of my heart. Now what I see in the long twilight, a star falls down on the hill so white, on the hill. Thank you.
Why is your mic all the way up there?
Hello. I don't know. I moved it out of my way. But just up instead of to the side. That was Oxbow by Waxahachie. By Waxahachie.
Oh, like ox?
Like ox. Yeah. By Waxahachie. That was Oxbow by Waxahachie, who we're going to go see in concert tomorrow.
TMR, at the Anthem, TMR.
In co-headlining with MJ Lenderman. If you didn't catch that tour when it came out, I don't know what you were doing, but...
You suck.
No, no, but I feel bad for... I pity you.
I pity the fool.
No, apparently, they're three shows into their tour so far. Tomorrow's the fourth. Everyone who's, you know, been so far says that it's been a great... Like, it's a great show. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
We're pretty hype.
Yeah.
Because... It's cool, and because they are good. No, but it's cool.
How would you feel if Cameron Winter started dating Waxahachie?
Well, how old is
Katie
she?
She's quite old. She's quite the bit older than him.
Well, she's married to Kevin Morby, and I heard that she's pregnant.
Who's Kevin Morby?
I don't really know him, but I know one song. I know a song called Piss River.
Oh, wow.
I might have... I don't
Sounds
think
like
I've ever played
weekend.
It on...
But, I'm just kidding.
Lol.
Lol. Just kidding.
But I think she announced on her first show that she's preggo.
She did, yeah.
Which is cool.
Wow.
Good for her. Happy baby to Waxahachie. But I would support that. I would actually support that. Cameron Winter and Katie.
Yeah. I think she's probably like 10 years older than him, but that's fine.
I mean, they're both consenting adults.
That's why I said that's fine.
And he's like 24, I think. Okay.
I think he's too old for you.
No. What are you talking about? That's 2 years.
Just
that's
kidding.
Plenty of not that much time. Oh yeah, but basically the show is just gonna be cool because it's gonna be like acoustic and it's just them two like sitting there and playing and they are like friends, so it's gonna be cute. And if you're interested, I don't know if it's sold out, but they are gonna be at the Anthem tomorrow, so just so you know. But obviously it's a big deal for Colin and I as we play lots of MJ Lenderman on here, probably pretty much like every show. I feel like there's always, he's not on this one, but he always sneaks his way in.
True.
Yeah, so
he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's whatever. Okay, we got to pick out of these four, so we each have to pick one. I think I'm going to pick my GC.
Okay.
What are you going to pick?
You can just play the one that's next up.
Okay, cool. Okay, guys. Well... Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in. This was a good show.
This
I
was
like
a good show because once again we were chill and not stressed.
Exactly.
Except that it's brutally hot, so it's a little stressful because of that situation. Okay. Thanks for listening,
the souls
guys.
The souls of the damned are just like in the corner of the room. making us so hot. But other than that,
damn.
It was a chill show.
Yeah, besides all that. Thanks for listening, our dearest friends and family and fans. Make sure you tune in next week and every week after this until graduation because it's really important to me that you do because it's my last shows ever.
Yeah. Wait, how many shows do we have left? Two? Three?
Probably three.
Wow.
I have to double check, but definitely come back next week for more fun times. We'll try to banter more if the people like that. We did a good job of that today.
Yeah, we actually had a good productive conversation about gender roles and the arbitration of coolness.
Wait, you could write an essay on that. Maybe I will.
True.
Okay, to wrap up, it's going to be Left of the Dial by The Replacements and then Genius by Mirakisses, which is just one of George Clanton's side projects. So yeah. Do you want to say
goodbye?
Well, this has been Oh Brother on WMEC.
Oh, this has been Oh Brother on WMEC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
This time is for all men.